Now, even if she sprays that perfume to go and meet another nigga, I'm there.
Okay, so now I got. See, that's why I said there's a bridge.
I'm there.
That's why I said there's a bridge between
both of us. You can't hide me.
Oh, so now you're saying
that nigga's gonna smell me on you.
All right, what up, people? It's your favorite podcast man back again with another one. I'm Michael Scenario.
And I'm Oro Agunkoya.
And we are Menisms, ladies and gentlemen. And we got a special guest in the building. We've already started this podcast since, so I can't lie to you, but we're going to bring you back. But we're going to let him introduce himself. I'm sure you know the face, but please tell the people who you are and
what's
what
up,
you do.
What's up, peoples? It's Dada Boy Ehis. How you guys doing?
Drum roll.
Welcome. So look, of course, this is Menisms. Make sure you subscribe to all our audio platforms, our YouTube channel, Menisms. Go there, all the audio platforms. Thank you guys for supporting us. And my brother, welcome to the show, like we say.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. You hear my voice notes? The reply when I got there, I was like, yes!
Finally.
We outside!
Thing is, we tell people, for all of you that watch, it's like we have a list of guys we want to bring.
Yeah.
It's producer that has to decide, child, but it's when he's ready. So that's why I said it took this while. But we're glad to have you on.
Yeah,
so
I'm happy,
like we
man.
Say, be yourself, be comfortable. We got a lot to talk about. But what we usually do is we start off with conversations of reading
questions that we get from
God bless you. I was about to say questions that people send to us and then we discuss it before we go into the topic.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Mira, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So I'll go with this first one. This one says it's from Yemi. And this says, so I was in Lagos for a year and I had this girl. We were never defined, or rather, we never defined what we were. And now I have left Lagos and the chances of me coming back are really slim. And now her birthday is coming up and I'm contemplating, is it worth it getting her a gift or a birthday present? We obviously still like each other to an extent and she obviously wants me to be something with her. What do you guys think I should do? And is it worth doing, or for what sake and all that? So basically what he's saying is he has his babe, he's left town now, they liked each other, you know, but chances of him coming back for them to rekindle that love is pretty slim. And so her birthday is coming up. It's actually a very good question because I've been in a situation before. So her birthday is coming up and he wants to know if he should get her something. They obviously still like each other, but I'm guessing he's in a place where he isn't sure if it's worth the investment because now he's realized he might not even see her again. And so should he still get her something substantial based on how they feel towards each other? So he's trying to know what we think. What do you think?
I'll let you go. You the guest.
Well, if he's Banky W, he can. If he's Mr. Capable, he can. Like, if you can buy her a gift, it doesn't have to be anything big, you understand? It's a birthday.
Okay.
So if you can.
So basically, just out of the forget the fact that it might be an investment.
Yeah, like you might never come back to Nigeria. Like, bro, I'm guessing he's away. Which country? Just abroad. You understand? Change a few pounds or dollars. It's big in naira. You know, and just buy something, bro.
I'm like, it's like we said on our last episode, if I already know, I ain't about to sell you no dream. I'm a wish. I'll call you, sir. Hey, happy birthday.
No, but the selling of the dream is the size or the context of the gift.
No, because
it could be something generic.
Some women, once you see the level they are, they like each other. Yeah. One, in her head, you never know, there might be a standard she's expecting based off, oh, she likes him. Mm-hmm. And then if I now get you the gift from abroad, it means like, oh, he's still thinking of me. There's still hope. There's still this chance. We're friends. I can still, like I say, wish you happy birthday. If I want to get you something, fine. But it's not by force because I would just think like, I don't want to sell a dream even more than it's already been done. Because I've made that mistake before whereby I bought a girl a gift thinking, oh, based off, I'm still abroad. From Nigeria, you go workout.
So, I mean...
I understand
He has a point.
Now, I'll start with if you be Mr. K.
Yeah, so I think the thing is, it's kind of in the bridge of, you know, both points you guys have made. If you think about the fact that... Because it's two things. One, the kind of gift he's going to give her.
Okay.
It's going to determine. Because I know, like you said, it doesn't have to be anything, you know, so major.
Yeah.
But the thing about... Because clearly, for him to be thinking about it, they like each other to a point where they could have started dating.
Mm-hmm.
But what he said was that they just didn't define things. Which means that they liked each other, right?
There you go.
So what that now means is that there's a level of gift she's expecting from the guy she likes. That is different from, I'm just capable, okay, it's not really anything. So think about it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Babe, what I like now, if I'm supposed to gift her something, it's supposed to feel special. If I just buy her perfume, it's a nice gift, but she would feel it's lazy.
What do you mean? No, every time she sprays that shit, she thinks of me.
No, but that's
what are you talking about?
So now, exactly. Now you said this. Yeah. No, no, so hold on, hold on.
Like that.
I like that he has body.
It's like a stamp even.
It's crazier because now, even if she sprays that perfume to go and meet another nigga, I'm there.
Okay, so now I got. See, that's why I said there's a bridge.
I'm there.
That's why I said there's a bridge.
You can't hide me.
Oh, so now you're saying
that nigga's going to smell me on you.
I say, unless I know that we're going to be official, I'm not even just going to buy the gift.
So God bless you.
Nah, bro.
You said my point. Now, here's what I was saying. See, now the bridge between both your points is that the perfume is not that big a deal, per se, when it comes to gifting generally.
There you go.
But you've also just said that it's going to have significance. Significance is also what you don't want. Can you see how both your points are bridging in between?
No, no, you said, what did you see?
I said that he should get her a gift.
Yeah.
But there's a way she's going to perceive a gift.
Exactly.
And I said that perfume, by basic standards of gifts, is not something that's necessarily thoughtful. Let me land on my point. I know you guys have talked. Let me land. You see, the perfume would be a thoughtful gift if it's a perfume that they've maybe out of discussion, she's just thrown it in the conversation like, you know, that's true. This perfume, I really wanted to restock on it, but I've not been able to find it anywhere. It now crosses from being that gift I got for this person to, I thought about this gift, I got it for you. I don't know if you get what
I'm saying. But if a girl gives you a $200 perfume or something, this girl really considered me.
Don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about the expenses.
Okay, now you are going deep.
What I'm saying is this, right?
Yes.
I'm basically, summary of this is that for her, she may not see, of course, he's the one that's going to know what kind of perfume would be a thoughtful gift to her. Mm-hmm. But if I just, perfume will be say every girl like, it's a nice gift. She's going to spray it, definitely. She might not see it as significant. Hold on.
That's
but at the same time, she also
has you assuming still.
No, wait. Yeah.
Because
to
her, how do you know that perfume is not the one that she's been wanting?
Wait now. I'm not saying, wait. I had a point. I said, at the same time, she also can.
My brother.
See, here, where I'm landing at is that
in the end,
gifting might be a mistake. That's where I'm getting at. Because
I don't think it's a mistake.
One side, it might not be that much of a big deal. The other side, it might be that much of a big deal where she goes spray every time she could think of the guy.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you buy gifts for girls that you are not in any kind of situation with?
Of course.
There you go.
So I see now,
but you pointed out my point. You said to girls you are not involved anything with
because
you can still buy
that means that means you can
because
buy
you know
something.
The platonic relationship.
That means
wait.
You know how many?
But you know
how many ninjas will not buy stuff for girls that.
But you know you just butchered my point.
No. I'm gonna pick it up. Right. You know how many ninjas that are not gonna buy anything for any girl that they are not doing anything with.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they are begging.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you can. Bites. That means you can't buy for somebody that you have any level of any kind of thing with.
Okay,
so
I get where he's coming from.
Can buy something.
But you're not thinking that. See, you can't.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to think guys that. From. You need to think like the babe too. Now that you just said,
we cannot be thinking like the babe. We got dicks, bro. If you start thinking like babes, you are making the problem a problem again.
Because you know a babe too.
I like that approach.
A babe will think, oh, so this perfume you bought for me is nice, but then he could also have bought this from anybody. Any other girl he's not having
like,
anything.
Can I give you an example?
I'm not thinking that. If I'm buying it, we're paying and that's it. We're not thinking of
it. One girl bought me like a perfume set it a grooming set? Yes, I remember. And like me and the girl were cool and all that. Like even for her birthday, I got something small and all that. But then the thing she got me, I could tell was like an expensive gift.
Yeah. Mm.
So in my head, I ain't gonna lie, I did shake spot. See,
what did you go do?
Because in my head, I've already established. At that time, I'm like, I know they do any relationship. I'm not even in a bad way. Like I didn't like her. Like because for me, like. It's even so on top. Like people would think I have it. Like even when I was single, I had a roster. I know that. No, more if I'm talking to one girl. Now that one at that time.
Yeah.
There's other girls entertaining. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's other girls entertaining, but focused on talking as what happened.
You didn't have a roster.
I didn't have a roster. Now roster is hard. I'm telling you the truth. Look, let me tell you something right now.
Yes,
me.
It's hard. I'm not saying it's not hard.
I saw this thing about these girls has to do. Men have rosters, and I said, do you know why I said I didn't have roster?
It's difficult.
Do you know how emotionally tiring and draining it was. I've had in my life,
yes.
But when I was single in this past recent time, roster, I'm a one at a time. Yes, I'm entertaining some, but whoever's the main one for now, okay, we focus on each other. If she even is somebody that just wants to see me once a week,
so
I can see
the entertainment committee. The entertainment committee, are they not part of the roster?
The who?
The entertainment committee, the people that you're entertaining. Are they not part of the
roster? Michael, well, I wouldn't call them a roster. I wouldn't per se. No, no, no. Do you know why? Because even in that level, I'm talking about roster as per, let's say, even getting on an intimate level, to be fair. Yeah. The other ones is entertaining. I'm not sleeping with all of them ones and all that. Is that one.
Multiple so, intimacy is stressful, though.
Yes,
it is.
It's mad stressful. It's,
and that's why I said, it like, is. I didn't have a roster. Yes, there's other girls on the set. Because guess what? She's too single. I must go out to me. I'm going to date with another guy too. So be it. So fair enough, but I know what me and you are doing. Then the other ones entertain. If I see you out at night, okay, this is a girl I can be around, you know, for the night and all that chill. But you know.
So, but this gift that they gave you now. So, I mean, what significance did it hold? Because you said
it
that
was a lot. The thing is, I, you know what? I feel so bad. Oh my god. But like I said,
no. Let's hear it. Let's
I know Openamu.
You didn't?
I know Openamu.
So where's the? I don't understand.
You gave it back to her.
Nah, I mean, I
you gifted it.
She,
you
I
gave it
don't
out.
Even know she took it back. Even
took it back.
So basically, it was in my room for a while, right?
Okay.
So she'll come over
what,
once in
like what stage of life was this? Uni time after uni?
It was like single adult life.
Okay,
like,
okay.
It was adults okay. Like adult.
Also,
adult.
Like maybe one day she visited you and
she no, saw... she's so she'll come to my house once in the blue moon okay, and all that. Okay. So this one
time,
so
this is in Lagos.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So that's why I said it was even more shocking because like. Like, you know, my Lagos baby gave me something. Like, I bet.
No,
so,
no, no. We've already denounced that.
Fair enough. No, I mean, I still like messing
Lagos
with them. They give. I still like messing. So,
gifts,
like, obviously, gifts. I get it. So, in my head, I'm like, should I open? Like, in my head, like, do I open it?
Because actually, once you open it,
I'm being conflicted. Now, obviously, since then, I've matured a lot. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then I was conflicted, like, if I open it, if he starts something, if I just leave and make her just decide. So, I left it there for like 3 weeks. Then she came again. She came one time. So, you're not going to open it. And I like, don't worry, soon. Came the second time. Michael, this thing is so hell. And I said, yeah, I will. And then eventually that conversation came like, what are you trying to say? Aha. So once that one happened, she took it back.
Oh, damn. Because be like,
you
yeah,
told her?
No, I didn't tell her to take it back.
No, like you told her the situation. You told
she
her
asked me,
you know
when,
about
you know when girls ask you like,
why?
So what are we like? I got you this, and then it started to that what are we doing conversation. Mm. And then obviously you have to bring it back to the foundation in terms of yeah, you know, we're together. Like I said, it was immaturity then. Ladies, look, I was a very immature man.
So wait. I'm trying to get something. She took it back because you told her you guys.
So by the time we had that conversation, like at that point of when we were doing our thing.
Was this conversation about the gift being expensive?
No. It's not about the gift being expensive. That's just
it. It was about
me,
you
it
just
was
thinking
just
it
me,
was...
my insecurities then. That's why I said, like, I've matured since then. I've matured since then. It was my insecurities just saying, like, yo, like, I'm surprised she got me this. You get what I'm saying? Like, even though we're very cool and all that, I'm surprised she got me. It wasn't like my birthday, nothing. She just said, yo, I got you something. And I'm like, this is quite quick. And then I was overthinking
a lot. You was putting in work, bro.
I really want to know.
You was a plumber. You was laying
servicing
in pipes.
Servicing those pipes.
You was AKA Bob the Builder. You was fixing the sewage.
I'm still so... I'm still so
hello. I can't lie. Back then, funds were low then.
Hey, no funds, good dick.
Funds were low then.
Shit, what are you saying?
Wait, but I still want to know. Like, how did the... So she was like, you know what, give me my shit back. I mean, how?
Like, when I remember, like, by the time we had the talk with you for a bit, when she was going, she's like, okay, I'm just going to take this. I said, all right.
Oh, damn.
I said, all right.
I
remember
she thought about that ROI. She's
but
like,
let me know,
yeah,
like,
this
too,
is not
after
worth
her,
it.
That's when I started, like, working on myself because I was like, I had a number of insecurities then, you know, like, even though I was single, enjoy life, like, there were certain, that's why I said I got to that stage, like, I'm not dating multiple women, it's like one at a time.
Yeah.
And with that one, I know I still wasn't ready for a relationship, but I knew I liked the girls I'm with, and they liked me too. So it was like, again, I was just scared of that commitment stage then. Obviously, thank God, you know, we've gotten better. We out here, settled. But yeah.
Good
we settled.
You.
We all settled.
Right, cool.
Next question.
So wait. We've not answered this guy's question. Should
buy
gift,
the, yeah,
should
buy all the right. Gift.
So, you know, personally, again, like, yeah, I think I would air his, yeah.
Buy the
if
gift.
You can do it, if you have it,
if you get the money,
get it done.
Yeah,
exactly. Get it
to
done.
To be honest, I agree with
you. Shouldn't
you.
Take
now
anything
I,
from
you. You know, and now that I think of it, I actually agree with you now. That's why I said then, that was me.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Again, shout out to you. See, I've already had conversation starter for this. So usually happens, like, we actually get so in-depth with these conversations because you start thinking.
Yep.
All right, next one. Real or fake name, lover or fool? Hello guys, welcome back. It took you guys long enough, I know. Anyways, you guys are forgiven. My boyfriend is earning about 400k monthly, but only about 100k is for him. His families won't let him rest. In fact, they tell him he is not married and does not have a family of his own. In other words, he should be able to carry both his married family issue and parents' wahala. Now I've borrowed him about 500k and some dollars too. I told him to cut them off and just do what won't harm him. But it seems I am coming off as a bad person. So let me read that again. I have borrowed him about 500k and some dollars too. I told him to cut them off and just do what won't harm him, but it seems like I'm coming off as a bad person. If he doesn't settle his family issues, he can't pay me back or start his own family. From a guy's perspective, how can I solve this? Sorry, this dilemma is long. It's just, I'm trying to make a summary. Sorry, I was reading that, guys. The thing is very small.
So I think first thing is, Is this person married to the guy?
No, it said boyfriend.
Okay, boyfriend. Okay, right. So Ooh. That's tough, man. It's a bit tough because I think it's definitely on the guy's responsibility. He's the one that knows the relationship he has with his nuclear family against his current girlfriend and which one takes priority. Because no matter how much support she's going to give him, if he's always going to put family first over this person he may want to start a new family with, she's never going to win the battle. There's no amount of support she wants to come through with, right?
No way.
Another thing also is that I would say for her, if she feels like there's no possibility of her being priority, because in the end, if he's going to see a future with her, she would have to be the first place. I mean, it's no more your nuclear family anymore. It's now the new family you're trying to create. But if he doesn't see signs that, you know, he's going to actually move in that direction, I'm sorry, but she should exit that scene, you know, because what is going to end up happening is that she's going to be putting in her blood, sweat, and tears, and he's still going to end up putting family, nuclear family, over her first. He'll end up owing her money, because she even just said now that until he cuts himself from that responsibility of his nuclear family, he won't be able to actually sort out the other bills. So it means that she's going to be in more of a mess. She'll have to actually maybe forget about the money she borrowed him, because this is how these things happen. You know, she'll end up saying, how far, oh, I'm working on it. I'm still trying to put it together.
And that's the worst thing you don't want as a man. When your babe starts asking you how far.
And the thing is, I don't think it will ever end.
Yeah.
Even if you marry the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to, the family, you have to be with the fight. And again, we don't know the relationship. That, you know, the family could have put everything together to send the guy to school. So that
so it might be that he's even doing it from a place of...
So he might be doing it from a place of... Because
I was going to ask a question relating to this, because I've met a lot of young people, especially like coming to Nigeria, because I don't know if you know, before I was in Yankee, before I moved to Nige, and even the dynamics of some people and their families, you have some people that even at this young age, they're the breadwinners of their family.
Plenty.
You understand? So plenty. I always like having conversations with them, and even just an open question in terms of the dynamics, and especially in the thing that we're making Naira.
Yeah.
Like, why do families... Not even the question of why, because I can understand based off your position, but it's like, do you not feel like sometimes it's too much pressure on the males, the young males, even the young women, to be honest, if you're a young breadwinner, like, and we're now in a country that doesn't even let young people thrive on top of that. So how do you, can you actually say no to your family? Because even as you said, even though they sent you to school, did all this, you still have to be, there's still a point in life you have to be selfish to yourself as a person when you want to focus on your vision, on your goal, to even get to that point to take care of them.
Yeah, because you and again, you don't even know the blueprints of the family that he's in, you understand? So there are a lot of people taking care of their families. Some people were in uni and they were taking care of their families. Do you understand? Like, you're taking care of, you're sending your younger ones to school, paying their school fees and all that. And it's not easy, like you said. And when a country will be saying, bro, it's hard enough to even make your daily 2K gun safe. That daily 2K line and a myth. Exactly. The thing be like Lord of the Rings, like, say no happen. You know, so now, you understand? Like, you understand what I'm saying? So it's not, and I know people, like, trust me, I know people that are still doing it to today. And a lot of them are just existing. Yeah. Well, you know what they are. Understand? Because something always gives. Could be your social life, or it could be your personal life, or something. Something always gives, because it's like you're working and you're...
So that's why I asked the question, do you not feel like, even asking for advice, like, do you not feel like they might have to, we might have to make a decision in terms of, as a young Nigerian trying to navigate this, that maybe I need to leave on... It sounds selfish, but it's not selfish. Is that I need to leave my family for this period to focus on the goal I'm trying to achieve in being able to provide for them. Do you think it'll be wrong if somebody does that?
Now, let me tell you, this is just me now, the kind of nature of person I am. What I can do is talk to that child and let them understand. Of course, they know the situation of the family, right? But what I will not do is make them feel like it is now their responsibility. Like, okay, put now that pressure on them. See, but obviously, then, like, your brothers have not gone to school. Yeah, exactly. That's
you still. You disagreed. You were disagreeing with what he said at first. And that's all. So, what was your both of you?
Because, bro, this life, you know, balance at all.
Agreed.
If you don't suffer, once picking on the old enough to walk under the tent of suffering, if you're old enough to hustle, you go hustle. I'm telling you, if you've seen it happen before. So, and the kids that watch their parents tussle day and night just to feed them and their siblings. Mm. And now, when they get older, there's nothing you can tell them. They will give their parents their last one naira. Just some, there's some people like that.
Oh, no, no.
But also, there's some kids that saw their parents tussle day and night, but didn't have that certain emotional connection with Popsy and Momsy because he was missing or something like that. But you understand what I'm saying? But, bro, that one of them guilt tripping you. Yes, they are your parents.
So, you know what? I'm half.
They be your papa. Hey,
so, I'm half.
Now, your papa, your mama, be that. Without them, you not go day here.
I agree.
If you don't, this big prick way they used to walk around, that they give you.
But, Mr. I don't ask for the big prick. Well, if you leave me, make a day now.
You don't ask for the big prick. Not be choice.
So, can I?
Now, why they know they give picking rights?
Oh, my God.
You understand? Not be choice, this Pete. They fuck them, burn you. Why? I get picking.
Okay.
I get picking.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I have a boy. He's gonna be three February, April next year.
Okay.
Wow.
It's gonna be We don't need G's. They FaceTime me now. They, you know what I'm saying?
You don't tell us say nah, also say get where you go reach. Say you no go work again. Say now in turn.
Life. Bro, I wanna retire early. I wanna do everything I wanna do. And I wanna retire early. I wanna give them Larry King. I want to shoot show for my basement.
Fair enough.
With one, I love Nigeria mug like this on the side. Just chill. Just, you know, I don't want to stress myself. Bro. I want to become, if I born gay, I want to go her dance. If I born boy, if the boy want dance, I could go there. If the girl want play football, which I want to do. Now, my plan be that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what else? But now your papa, now your mama.
So I agreed with
if you be better picking, if they raise you well. Let me say that if they raise you well. You understand? And suffer who you forget. They have the rights. Compulsory 100. What are you saying? It's like saying your papa and your mama don't old. Nah, and you get space for your house, better house. You can't carry your papa and your mama, go old people house.
No, God forbid.
And that's, so you see, no, so another
that's
thing is,
different.
But you're saying
or for their house, you carry 5,000 nanny, maybe they watch your papa and your mama.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
No, house of compassion.
No. It's not even that. It's like for me now, like, that's what I say, I agree. I'm 50-50 you, whereby, like, for me now, for example, like, I come from a single parent's background. So, for me, I'm blessed whereby I had a family that I could support, but my mom was the one doing everything. You understand? Like, my mom worked 2-3 jobs at one point, then will force me to grow up quick. Then once I had my brothers, it's like, oh, you're the second parent. So, in my head, because of the way we grew up, especially in America, I've just put in the back of my mind, like, see, once I blew, this woman's done. Like,
that's
you
know, it.
However, but with him now, with his point, because I faced that a bit in my 20s, whereby my mom started putting this pressure on me that eventually we had to have a conversation about, because again, I started doing this when I started like my entertainment stuff. And you know how that one can be for parents, where at first it could be like, ah, what do they do now? Mm-hmm. Like, and all that. So from there, it was this pressure of, oh, you have to go and do this. Oh, you have to do this. Like, and it's like, I'm trying to do my own thing, but I can't even focus because it's like, it seems like we're clashing every time when I'm on the right. I've done what you need. You sent me to school. I know I go to school, though. And even me, I come do my parts for school. You understand? Now I'm here working. Okay, you say you want this because you want this. It's like, I'm trying to do this. So it took a while. So for me, at one point, I had to actually distance myself because that's what I said about, do you have to cut yourself off in terms of like, I couldn't care about what family was doing for like, I remember it was like a good solid year that I just cut everybody off. I'm just focused on my hustle to the point that now it's like, okay, mom, do you understand what I'm doing now? Mm. Do you see why I'm doing it? Because in the end, it's still about you.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can't pressure me now when I'm trying to focus on a goal to make it actually good for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what.
See, it's like with growth. Growth brings confidence, experience, and maturity. Once you're growing, you're making money, you're doing well for yourself. If you can have a decent conversation with your parents.
Some parents are around, though.
Bruh, but you have to force it. I realize you have to force it.
But guess
money,
what?
Money brings respect.
You get the way you go position okay, yourself.
Exactly.
They're going to listen to you.
Bro, there's a point that's that we are saying. Going to be like that. Them too.
They're
going
to listen to you. They're not going to get problem with you. They're going to listen to you. If they do normal, they're going to listen to you. They're going to pray for you. Going to say, because more good, they enter your answer, you're going to do normal.
And but we're even we're talking about better parents now.
You know what I'm saying? Any parents.
Let's know, like any Nigerian parents is very hard sometimes to get in the head, but it's not like they're not understanding.
Are you saying this when you started taking care of them? Or when no, bro. The process of pressure
even my,
you
okay, let me that. Even again, for me, even my mom, see now, it wasn't too. I can't lie to you. Like, we had clashes for years over this whole entertainment stuff. Thank God, the same things I've been doing finally started blowing. That her friends, everybody will go to her. Oh, my God, I'm seeing all his podcasts and everything. Oh, my God, this Sunday last year is everywhere. Oh, this thing is everywhere. Then she too, she started to understand it. Because she's never been to any of the events now. She's not going to know.
Yeah.
Eventually, when she started seeing that, even me too, I'm not disturbing her again. I did do my own thing and all that. Eventually, we'll start having conversations that she'll listen. Because now I've positioned myself in a way that, oh, he's actually on the right track. And it's only for me to get to another level where it's like, oh, my, I get my own house. I don't buy my own house. What does she want to say after that?
And so exactly. Now, so we're talking, you're now talking about when you're at the stage where you're capable of doing those things that can, I don't want to ask this, but that can shut them up.
No, but I'm saying I'm already at that. But you see, but you've gotten to a stage where you can still have a respectful conversation. That's why I say she's listening. Now she's listening. Before, exactly. She'll never listen. Now,
and she's only listening now because there's some success involved. I'm talking about...
that's up to you.
But I'm talking about... No, I'm talking about... See, so there's a stage where you... Because he's not... Don't forget this question we're asking. The guy never successful yet, though. He's barely...
400 for his family. Oh, no, my, he's successful.
No. Understand what I'm saying.
He's successful.
Understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. If he decides... He got money.
If he decides that he...
For house nine, for that house, eh? If nine be second born, you get senior brother. If they collect 400k with the way the story go, your mama go to serve and food first.
And but this is not person where you get for seven.
You understand?
Now.
So
if you get another problem, I'm gonna catch up. So
because let me not lie to you, even his girlfriend's supporting doesn't mean he's not doing well for himself. And so it can't be. See, when you find a good woman,
did you hear what she said? She said that the minute she decides to not help. The minute he decides to still be focusing on family, he won't be able to pay her back. I'm sorry, but that's someone that's still
being
tight. See, I'm not saying that he's not doing well for himself. But the context of the talking to your parents we're talking about is, like you mentioned now, you're not disturbing them again, you're helping them. If you're in a place where, you see, it's different if you don't support family and yourself, you did okay. You are just okay. Nobody say you did chop life, but you're okay. Then we're not talking about this conversation, or we can sit down and talk to them, let them know. But where... If you have to live an okay life, you need to cut their own supply. Then that's when I say, because now if you can't supply them as much as you normally would, any prayer will look, you say, okay, so we're expecting 300 from
you
last month.
And I feel like you also have to set,
50K you give
and
us.
It's like he, to say that same point, based off his position, because at least even me saying this about my mom at the same time, I'm blessed that I'm in the position like she's not relying on me.
Yeah,
my mother's not. If anything, I'm the woman, thank God, the house you provide for me still. So, I'm on. You support me still, you understand?
Yeah.
But then his position now is that his parents can't even do nothing.
So
that's why I said that situation now becomes a bit different.
Just that some Nigerian parents, regardless of how you're, unless you're helping them, until you get to that point of helping them, that conversation you want to have, that they're supposed to have that reasoning, enough of them, you know, they sit down and listen.
Because you know you guys position them.
So that's what we're now saying. So I agree with that.
Position them.
See why I see comes the point that we have to still, whether we like it or not, if we want it, we have to.
And again, it also comes from your own doings.
I agree.
There's no way they're gonna believe you if you don't believe yourself.
Fair.
You understand? If you don't put yourself in certain positions to excel, there's no way they're gonna listen to you. The only way they're gonna say is they see you. See your actions. They be like,
exactly.
Yeah.
I wasted.
Even if the team never enter, but they see, say, okay, you do all
moves day. Yes.
You're going out every day. Something's happening. You're coming back. You're looking.
And the
fresh.
Thing is, you can't argue. You can't argue. What I wasted. The advice I'll even give people listening is: don't waste your time fighting and arguing back. I wasted so much time doing that with my mom until, I realized that to just do. That you see, I said other people are the ones coming to her. Are you not seeing this, Funke? Are you not seeing this? That you two go just look and say,
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't tell you facts.
I think generally for us to give proper advice on this question, because we've all made solid, strong points, and I've definitely taken a lot of things from this, right? And so I still feel like the baby won't involve herself for that P. she either has to just be ready that that's what the setting is going to be. You see, because yeah, because like you said, yeah, anybody with a support family, it's like that too.
Like that.
It's like that.
You know,
unless he just says, fuck it, I'm not doing it again.
Except, fact, maybe, except say maybe now, his siblings have done siblings, the
everybody supporting.
But guess what? It's not going to stop. Because now the bond is going to be, it's going to get stronger.
Yeah.
So, amongst themselves.
So trust me, and it's not something that...
If she love her, she go day. If she not love her, exactly. Me, she go.
That's so she has to just understand that. Okay, you understand? That's
because
situation.
At the end of the day, love is not love. Long as he
pays, as long as he pays back, Sha.
Yeah, I mean, pay back first.
That one, no, because I'm on love day, like, but you got to pay back.
Bro, she go,
man.
Bruh, she go open her Twitter man. Thread. She go write down, go right tag down. You.
Ah,
I thought I could hold this, but I can't anymore.
Is it not this boy that I gave this much last?
Go
that,
give you dates not like to,
can
and
be
time. Very,
can I be honest with you guys? You see, mm-hmm. I thank God even for my girl right now, even because she came to for me one time and
yeah.
You know, gave her back. I was like, thank God. But before that, I always made a vow. I cannot borrow money from a woman. The money I've ever borrowed from, the only woman I've ever borrowed money from, my mother, and an ex, in terms of you had to be girlfriend and
borrow
that
money,
and
yeah.
That ex and even that ex I'm talking about, we did together 4 years now. COVID times when I'm stuck in London, I don't get anything now. They support my life that whole time.
Yeah.
Fine. Then even this my recent ex, I remember like I said my recent ex, my girl now. You get what I'm saying? Like I know there was a point like
you wanna break up it already?
No, God forbid. Okay. I know there was a point like my girl and I, like when I came back from the tour and all that, like. I had to like leave money abroad and just spend on a whole bunch of stuff that I was just dry. Girl said, you know what? I'm going to support you. I know I got you here. Boom. I said, I was fighting back to not take it though, but then I was like, you know what? It's only from a woman I truly love. And plus, in the back of my head, you go pay back, oh, because she too, she go tell you a story about one random ex or something. Like, I remember one of my exes told me what she borrowed one guy £2,500. The guy ran away right after.
God
bro,
damn.
That whole scene is strange to me because me, I grew up amongst women. My mom, she's from a family of five women.
Mm.
I have three sisters.
Like, wow, right. So my cousins
have
just...
Are you the only boy?
No, I have a brother.
Okay.
But I have like, my brother is like 9 years older than me. So I didn't grow up, me and my brother, we didn't grow up together. But we're in the same house. But just that, by the time I was done primary school, he was done secondary school. He was already in uni.
That's like my brother.
You know what I'm saying? By the time I was in secondary school, he already graduated, don't go London. Spent like what, 7, 8, 9 years in London at this stretch. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, until maybe like my late 20s or like early 30s, that's when, you know what I'm saying? But we cool very, very tight. So that's one of women. I know they really they borrow money. Maybe like my elder sisters, yes. Mm. But I know they borrow money from.
From my pride is just call it man pride, child. But it's my pride because like I can't have you even with my own babe. That's why I say your babe different because you guys are locked in. But random girl, my pride is like let me go and say something.
Me, they always even turn to fights. If they want support, I'll be like, no, I'm fine. They go even call. They will not be getting vexed. Why are you always turning down help from me? So now that thought, I was like, okay, you know, don't be angry. Fine, I'll accept this help. Please.
Yes.
Don't be upset. You're like, hey, but say, oh, I just get one bitch. Go always come through. Always come through.
I can't lie.
It doesn't ever come through, man.
But that's a real fear amongst men, though. I can't lie to you.
I can't lie. I have
a
sick joke.
It's a real fear. Men not wanting to borrow money from women because it's to come back.
I always used to say, I remember like, it's because, in fact, you guys will see the TikTok soon. I remember it was one girl that she was an equi babe, as we like to say.
Mm-hmm.
So me, I used to be around a lot of the equi girls all the time, like, and I used to always call them the from girls.
The from. What the hell is a from?
You know, you go explain to us.
What the hell is a from?
Yeah, from, you know, you know, if you're on a banana,
I'm interested in this
if
right
you're,
now.
You know, if you're a banana island girl, mm-hmm. You know, body long girl and all that. You know, from, you know, you've been in London. You know, when you guys go to your dinner,
where
you
from?
When they're together, from.
Where you from?
Oh damn!
Oh man!
Ah, but what's no good?
Oh man!
No good.
So I used to be around them girls a lot. So, but I remember when I tried like. Dating some of them, you could feel the disconnect. Nobody say I be Ikoyi, but something I say in Ikoyi now, you understand?
Yeah, but
me,
I've been
around. I just happened to have a house there. My whole life, I know day Ikoyi.
Yeah.
Grandma, when we moved to Nigeria, grandma said, don't worry, soft landing, stay in Ikoyi. Thank you, grandma. Okay. So it's like, I saw the difference in them, right? And it was weird because, one, them girls, like, they live a whole different kind of lifestyle compared to, like, the kind of girls I was always attracted to. So, fast forward it now because I tried to date some of them and then I remember I stopped dating Koi girls because one of them, we got so close that I went to go and meet her family. Nothing like, oh, his boyfriend, just as a friend, right?
Yeah, you meet their family.
As a friend.
You can meet their family in the next 2 weeks.
Next,
but
yes.
Let me bust your head.
You have dinner and breakfast and everything.
Let me bust your head, what happened? And this is why I said I stopped dating Koi girls because when I went there, the mother come see me. My hair was obviously more spiked, my birthday, earring day and all that. snubbed the hell out of me the whole day.
Damn.
Didn't even want to know where I was from. Mind you, I stayed just down the road. Just equate snubbed me from that day. And the thing is, I had some of her friends too who did the same thing to me. Until they found out who I was later. From that day, I said, never again I go date
Igwe. Now, let me
but let me bust right how God works. He brought me another one.
Hey.
Years later, who's the one I have now?
From Igwe.
But she doesn't act like an Igwe.
That's the thing. Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's not a from.
She's not a from.
But she's an Igwe.
She has from in her. But no.
Lowercase from.
She's from Warri.
So small street.
She grew up there. Then her family had property here and all that, but she grew up there.
She grew up in Warri.
I'm telling you.
Best of luck.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
I like trouble.
Yeah, that best of luck sounds like he has a bit of undertone, but...
No, not undertone.
No, no, man.
They love very hard.
Me too.
What my people now. The very, very, very...
The way she has that one that I had to worry, me too, I'm Jamo, so she too, she got to worry.
Uh-huh. So, there you go.
Anyways, that's beside the point. You never even introduced her. People wait for this podcast. People actually are watching this now.
Yeah.
I have no idea who... I mean, they know that boy, obviously. Mm-hmm. We all know that boy. But for the people who are watching who don't really know... And I say who don't really know because... There were eras, right? A lot of us knew you from MTV Base.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
And so I feel like that was your biggest, well, yeah. At the time, that was your biggest blow up, right? And so a lot of people didn't know the before. A lot of people don't know the after.
I don't even know the before.
Yeah, yeah. And I say the after also because there was the era of people know they watch TV like that again.
There you go.
It's now just either they see you on social media or they see you on some sort of platform. So give us a bit of what the before was like. Just small summary and then since MTV Base, what's happened after?
Where do I start from?
You can start from. I mean, don't start from when you were in primary school.
To be honest, how finish it's more of just. It's more of just how did you
just more like
enter the yeah exactly what
was
industry,
what was that oh, what was that hey. Step into MTV?
Yeah. Oh man, that was a lot of suffering, bro. Social, right? Just being a social person,
right?
Just in uni, you figure it out by just hanging out. You understand? You figure it out like by just being around people. And.
Picking things,
listen to music way too much, you know, trying to question the music from a very young age, who produced it, what year it came out,
right?
It is a video, who made the video, what year the video came out, da 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 da, all those kind of things. And all those things were like a skill set to me. But it wasn't as if I was learning it. I just picked up on it.
Right.
If I heard it once, boom, it just stuck. So then from doing that... You go dance as a youngin, dance for church, act, do all those things for secondary school. Normal MP, you understand? Yeah. And I went to Providence High Secondary School. Well, I finished from Providence High Secondary School. I did 3 years there.
Okay.
And everybody that knows it, in Fagba, in Aege, shout out to PH. You understand? No, but we didn't have plenty of secondary schools that were called Heights. Mm. So we were not called this, it was Providence Heights.
Right.
Sorry, there was no secondary school, just Providence Heights School.
Wow.
You understand? Okay. So, and the way the director kind of like put it now it made sense. You know, we used to have like open, like you can do like an open speaking at the assembly. They'll just pick a class from the previous day. You know, that time you used to hide like, how are you? But now you think of us like, shit, that's where we built the confidence from.
Mm.
Stepping from the assembly and talking to everybody,
audience.
You know.
Especially an audience that doesn't give a shit about what you have
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, understand? Because they're waiting to laugh at you.
Yes.
One mess up.
You understand? One mess up. So that's kind of like, it's
for
like
back.
Lego blocks. You know, all those things build you up.
Right.
Then you go to, then you have the friends at home. Then you go to uni, you host social gatherings from rap battles to award ceremonies and stuff like that. Then you figure out that, oh, you're really good at this stuff. And you start going to different states.
Mm.
Going to like other unis, going to Ife, going to Akungba. You know, do you know where Akungba is?
I was just about to say, where is that? where is that?
No, Akungba is in Akure, I think. Yeah, I think Akungba. It's in Akure.
Interesting.
Like, you understand? And you go to different other universities, you realize that, and this is prior social media, by the way.
Yeah. Mm.
This is pre social media. I think social media became like Facebook was. Public 05.
Yeah.
But I think it became 06. A thing 08, 09 in, mm-hmm. in Lagos. I don't want to say the rest of Nigeria. Yeah, in Lagos. You know, so this is people, word of mouth. You know, so you understand what people, you understand what it means when they come and carry you from your uni and you guys drive plenty car convoy to another uni for you to host an award ceremony. It was that kind of, so I knew like, ah, okay, cool. Let's
so the confidence don't grow.
You know, then I have something we call Skank TV. You know, I still have a couple of recordings from normal camcorders just in uni, just people just faffing around. And, you know, I think that's going to be for like a doc, hopefully, one day.
Fair.
You know, so building on with that, because of that Skank TV, I was meeting people that are already in the music industry. You know, so...
So was this from the Facebook platform? Or this was just random sharing? Somebody has like, the video on their phone, they could just...
Well, I wasn't posting anything. It wasn't Facebook. MySpace. Niggas even have like...
Yeah.
MySpace. Oh, MySpace. Oh, high five. MySpace, High Five, to go.
What a time.
Badu. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the in thing. Time. Then, you know, so... I was very good at meeting people. That was my... And mind you, before MTV was audition number 9.
What were the other 8?
Oh, dude, you don't want to know. Ambu House, Niger, something talent. Mm-hmm. It was a lot.
If you can listen, that'd be mad.
Audition number 9 from different states to Lagos, like, you understand? Because it was, I had friends too that were like, oh, my brother, they don't.
Yeah,
you know, we believe you.
Mm.
You know, so with, and prior to that, I did radio as well.
Okay.
Bro, like... Did you...
So you've hustled.
Oh, my God.
Let me...
So, Rhythm 94.7, Abuja. I went to Abuja in 2008. My sister was living there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing... Was it 2009? I think one of them. They were doing this radio thing on the radio, doing like auditions and stuff like that. So my sister was like, yo, let's go there. Boom. We do the auditions. I didn't have the best voice, right? But... The music librarian, right? You know, every radio station has somebody that is stuck up.
Yeah, for sure.
There's always professional.
Yes.
You know, but that's just, you know, they are bad people or horrible people, but just that's how they are.
They're straight.
The music professional, right? Mr. Wale Oni, God bless you, my king. He started asking music questions. I remember I said I was good with producers, yeah. They asked 10 questions. I knocked the 10 questions out of the park. 10. The guy's looking at me like, how do you know these answers?
I know it.
Like I didn't study it, but I just, yeah. It was just one of them things. If you play me a song now, boom. If I enter a car, if I carry my laptop, I'll go find the song. I'll find who produced it. I'll find who the hear it comes. If possible, they put the studio gun say where they make a go. I'll go tell you for it. You know what I'm saying? It was just, so I liked it.
Mm.
That was like my own scavenger hunt, you know? Then I got on the radio, Douglas Jenkins. You know Douglas?
No.
Okay. Douglas is my goat. He was the first person to put me on radio. He does something they call pushing good music now. So there are a lot of alter artists that popped up off Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Douglas is anti-payola. Douglas is for
what good does that music. Mean?
He doesn't collect money to push music.
Mm.
You understand? He literally, he just believes the in people that were under support. Douglas, yes, under Douglas at that time, he made sure he put that into you. You understand? So Douglas is that guy. He's been on the radio for maybe 20 years.
Wow.
And counting. He's in London now doing so many things. Like, but he's that guy. So he would tell me, I mustn't get to the station before you in the morning. And mind you, his show is 6 a.m. I mustn't get to the station before you, 6 a.m. in the morning. And trust me, I must leave you here before you. That's, you must still be at the studio when I'm leaving. That's so 5 a.m. in the morning, boom, I don't already reach Silver Bay that time. We don't sit down.
Oh, there's Silver Bay.
In Abuja.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say there's a radio station here also.
Yeah, that's one here. And here's 93.7. That one is 94.7.
Okay.
So you wait, you do that. Mind you, I used to go every morning for like a month plus and I wasn't getting on the radio. I was just sitting now watching them. One day, his co-host didn't come, and that was it.
And that's how your career started.
And that was it.
So let me ask you a question now, like, because a lot of people don't really talk about, or a lot of people online, especially now in this new social media age, we see the finished product of people.
Yeah.
You see, like, who they are, what they do, but you don't really talk of the hustle. And even you now seeing this story is like, damn, I would have never guessed.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question now. Once you reached a certain point in your career
mm-hmm.
where you were on everybody's TV screen. Yeah. Everybody knows who you are. In fact, funny stories, when I used to go to concerts when I first came to Niger, a lot of people don't know this. I used to go to every concert that would happen at a hotel. I'm not exaggerating, everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll just sneak in.
And bro, black and white. That was the costume. Because the hotel staff, the servers in the hall used to wear black, white shirts and black pants.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
If you know, you know. There's a door at the kitchen. If you know, you know. I'm not going to say anything.
My own was the bouncer. So my own was, I used to befriend the bouncer.
Free game.
I used to befriend the bouncer. So that's how I always used
to
get
it. If you know, you know.
And what
bro.
I always noticed is like before the show and after the show, you know, in front of a hotel, that lobby.
Yeah.
I always know right before the show, you could see all the celebs there. You could see everybody in the entertainment industry. And even outside, everybody could know. So even at one point, I will see this guy there because I will see a guy with dreadlocks now. And I remember I would memorize faces. It's just like, okay, this person.
Crazy.
I'm like, all right, give it some years. I can start meeting all these people. But that I said, like, I've seen you guys since then. And like I said, when you're on everybody's screen, how was that transition now that you now have all this access to all these artists, to all these heads and everything? How was that transition from the hustling stage to that point? And how did you maneuver it at that point? Like, was it something that was hard to handle? Was it something you were okay with?
Bruh. It's a lot. And it has a lot to do with the person, with you.
Mm.
So like a lot of people don't know how to handle so many things. Me, before I got on MTV, I'd be a social guy. You understand? As I be follow people talk, as I be gist, as I be hold conversations, as I be hold relationships. You understand? Maybe I even bust your head there. When I was the top three at the auditions with Bass, right? I tell people this thing and they think it's a lie. They took us to different radio stations during the media rounds. You understand? Before the finale. Not even before top three. We were like 12. Not even top three. What am I saying? 12, yeah. All the stations they took us to, I went to go and meet all the guys. First name basis, bro. And you know what I said? I was like, good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, ma'am. I'm one of the finalists for MTV. You start like that. Oh, how are you? Good. So I was wondering, like, you know, I was like, yo, you know, good afternoon. I was wondering if I could get maybe your number or your assistant's number. You know, I think this radio station is an amazing radio station where I can also come and showcase myself. Bro, first and foremost, I'm a finalist of that show, which at that time was a press. Do you understand? I had everybody's number. Yes. So in my mind, I'd won. So even if they didn't announce my name as I'd lined up the radio stations, right, to go one by one. Just what I'm saying. I'd already come with a format, like, okay, this is what we're gonna do. You know, but it didn't go that way. You know, and people, a lot of people don't know. The year I got on MTV, that same year I went on BTFM and I was working both of them at the same time. Oh, wow. Yes, they called for an audition and I went to queue there. And everybody in the queue were looking at me like, nigga, what the fuck
are you doing?
I was right there. And I auditioned like everybody else. Olisa did not give me one. He literally was gonna, because I was at that person, he made it even tougher. But I was like, yeah, but you understand? Somebody else on the, like a couple of us on, and that they go on the roster, you understand? But it is what it is. So we handling it. I think I grew on the job, bro. I was young as well, you know? A lot of people were young too as well. The game was different. At that time, it was very different.
So to even follow up on that question now, you said the game was different.
Yeah.
And there's been a change from the game then to now.
Changes, bro.
Changes.
Oh.
Tell us some now.
Oh, man. Even like, the way you even push music now is different.
Yeah.
Like, back then, 2013, 2014, you didn't need dance challenges. You didn't need any of that. You just needed the radio, TV, two exclusive, 360 knobs, not just okay.
Oh, wow.
Just as I said. Wow. When you had that not just okay tagline on your song.
Especially when you download the song. Just not just okay. Like,
You legit. You needed bass, you needed Sound City, you needed Trace. You know what I'm saying? You need a channel, you need a Music Africa, all that kind of people put together, like, you know, and do the legwork, because the legwork at that time was the most important thing. And that's what social media has taken away. The legwork is, people think it's hocus pocus, but I think it still is, it means a lot. Mm-hmm. But social media has just taken that legwork away, because at that time you needed ground soldiers, bro. You needed ground soldiers that were going to University of Lagos. We're doing proper promos, bro. You know, like they go inside. Artists, they go inside. Artists, they go ad block. What do they talk? Back of ad block. Artists, they go there. Go talk his music. You understand? Now, artists just put his phone and just talk and everybody in the lag will watch it off their phone.
Fair. So my question is, with all the changes you've seen so far, do you feel like the power of celebrity is still the same in Nigeria when it comes to artists or other kinds of celebs? Because back then, like you said, you had to do a certain groundwork that is like, if they now saw you, it's like, compared to social media, we see everything. So it's like, you still, it's not that you don't like the celebrity, you won't be excited, but do you feel like that power of celeb is still the same?
Oh, yeah. I think it's even bigger now because now they don't see you as much. Because they see you on social media, they don't see you in person as much. You understand? I think it's bigger now. I think it's, bro, the game is so big now, bro. Like, bro, our guys are super mega stars.
Yes, actually.
Like,
to be honest,
it give me joy. Like, I mean,
bro, look at Rema's
performance. I don't think you guys understand.
As well as Rema,
I don't think you understand when you're going to a meeting and when the PowerPoints enter Africa, nobody's talking. Only you. And you're like this. And anything you say,
is down in the books, man.
And you can back it up because you are on first name basis with all these people. Do you understand? That's the at least my shoulder they be like this. When this Grammy thing came, bro, the Zoom calls I had for the first 4 days when Grammy announced that nomination, they need to. I was telling them, listen to me when I'm talking, guys. This is how it is. You understand what I'm saying? Like, bro, the game now is so big. I was going to say something before we started shooting. I was like, everybody that has played a part in this new Auburn Afrobeat. It's the hybrid of Afrobeat. That's what I call it. The hybrid. This is from 2008. That is One Day Cole. From One Day Cole.
Yeah.
You understand? Everybody before One Day Cole were doing massive stuff. Trust me. Style Plus, D'Banj. Flavor was before Wendy Cole, so you know. So, P Square, all those guys, insane. But the hybrid of Afrobeats from Wendy Cole, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that has put in their blood and their sweat, I feel like this new Grammy announcement is like a. Yeah, it might not resort to money, but it's like a, damn, we did it. From the managers, even reach the guys who do the. Even the big boss Jigga Man Gonsef, where they do, what do they call him? Alaba. Yes.
Yeah, to be fair. Yeah, because they're pushing too now.
Everybody has played their parts, really.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so everybody, like, yo, we did this, man. Like, bro, I know people that have hustled in this game, bro, but they are behind, they have hustled behind big artists. Their names will never get called. Never. But what they did, what they put their neck in for, come on, like if you start listing names, you'll be like, what? It's like that. Trust me, it's like that. So now the game is bigger, bro. So it's nothing to compare.
So I mean, this is a good point. So you I mean, we're gonna wrap up soon, unfortunately, because we always talk until like, if they leave us 3 hours.
Because only even me, I feel like we're just about to get started.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel like we can't rap now. I feel like we're just getting started.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. We have so much. So let's keep it going. So
I'll bring you back for part two.
So yes, we definitely are. So I wanted to. So now we know the before. You fed us, right? Mm-hmm. But after this, well, I don't want to say after the social media era, because social media era is still happening. It's still happening. Right? So, but after the point of, after the television era, where people actively used to watch TV
people
channels.
Actively still watch TV. Maybe the people in your bubble don't watch TV.
Really?
Yeah, don't get it twisted. There are more people without social media than with social media.
Well,
yeah.
To be fair, now that I said it, I think about it from.
I used to think like that before, but I realized that a lot of my. I don't want to say popularity or anything.
Popular, bro.
A lot of people that know me from terrestrial TV, not even DSTV, because we had our shows run on NTA, Silverbird, and AIT. And those are the three most watched channels in Nigeria over any DSTV channel. Don't worry. Mark my word. Buy brand new TV now. Put your left finger, NTA go show. For Kano, Kaduna. Yes, they have. That's why they have NTA Kano. They have it. They still work. If you're on those channels, you understand, in South Africa, they call them dust famous. That's your label famous.
Right.
You understand? Not the people that don't have DSC. So that's the popularity You know what I'm saying? Like, so organic popularity. Bro, I don't take it for granted. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I did go Oka in a few days. I'm super excited because it's like that. If you go to some places, niggas is Michael Jackson.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Because when you think about it, even if you think you have views on social media, we're in a country that doesn't have that much.
We don't. Bro, I used to beat my chest that, oh, I was arguing with this DSTV, former DSTV staff. I was like, we have the most DSTV subscribers in Africa. He was like, when they open paper for me, Luke say, yo. We not even follow. You understand? But that's Nigerian thing, you know, stinking because we are 200 million. That means, So maybe the people in your bubble don't watch TV.
Fair. I mean, now that you said it that way, actually.
Yes, sir.
Bro, now that you said it that way. Makes sense. So would you say that you push? So because you know now that, you know, local TV or local
cable, yeah,
you know, definitely brings you the numbers. Mm-hmm. Would you say you push more for, because now a lot of us in our generation now are pushing more for our stuff to be on social media.
Yeah, for sure.
Would you say you push more for the local TV content regardless, or you still do?
I think if you have the content for local TV, you can always pitch it to them. Mm. They're always looking out for content. If you have the content for local TV, it's just that now we just create content for social media.
Right. So what's the difference in terms of content for social media and content for TV? What would you say is the
difference? Because for terrestrial TV, there are rules and regulations. Right. Things you can say, things you can't say.
Right.
You have to respect the government at all times. There are some words you cannot say. There are some outfits you cannot wear.
Some hairstyle like you cannot do.
Some hairstyle you can... Well, I don't know what the rules are now.
Yeah, I'm just...
With that
just,
hairstyle
yeah.
one, because there are a lot of people with...
Yeah.
Check them. You know what I'm saying? So if you have positioned your content, you understand, for terrestrial, it will fly. You understand? Like the people that have food content, them heal the other people. Like they can, you know, them Stephanie Cooker, they have this show that they're doing with I don't want to name the brand, but like it's a pasta brand.
Right.
They're on terrestrial. You know what I'm saying? Like if you have content for that. And you can push it. Why can't you do all? There's no limitation
fair,
to it.
Fair.
Can push for that. Push for this. If you have the energy and the strength, why not?
Fair enough.
Shebo shebo. Yes.
Would you say that things have unfolded the way you... Well, not the way you picture, because people know... I mean, you can't...
Do I picture it?
You can't really
Hell
picture
no.
Exactly. So
I didn't.
So what would you...
I didn't see it like this. And it's like... Bro, I can only speak for myself, right? And I've tailored my journey to fit me.
Mm.
Just like, I have love for so many people, but that's why you never see someone, they say, even if they see me for junction, they wait for bike, they're not going to say, they suffer. Because even my highest, I was at the junction, I probably was still at the junction.
At the junction, right.
You know, because I learned something from Conscience, the rapper. He was like, I want to be rich. I want to be famous. But, bro, I want to go to Walmart with my Rolls Royce and nobody shouting. Ah!
Bro, that's
nobody
it.
Trying to tear
that's
my
it,
shirt.
Man. Yeah, and that's
just,
it.
You know what I'm saying? When I get into Ebano, like, a few selfies here and there, a few reactions here and there. But I don't want somebody to...
To be honest, you have to carry like 10, 20 men.
Do you know?
I want to be able to shop and just shop and know I'm done.
Like, one of the biggest jobs that David Wiz, Burner, our biggest Tiwa Savage, do you know one of their biggest jobs? Do you think it's to sing?
No.
Do you think it's to perform?
People management?
Be themselves.
Do you know how hard it is for David to be David? He can't.
Do you
think Whiskey can just want and say, I want to be Ayo? You can't.
Even if when he went to Landmark, Landmark that wasn't full that day.
You can't.
If he decides that,
that's why superstars have to go away, because so that they can hear themselves think.
Yeah. Especially away where most likely no one knows you.
That's why the vacations are needed sometimes. You cannot. If you still want to do what you have to do for the people to love you. That same jollof rice that you're cooking for the people to love you. If you want to keep cooking that jollof rice, you need to go somewhere where you can think. You can't. It's a gift and a curse, bro.
Bro, I told somebody.
You understand? Like, it looks good. It's amazing. But, bro, like, I'm having conversations with Burner. We're talking about the A-team. The A-team is him, Les, and the late greats, a.k.a.
Okay.
You understand? Back in the day, you know what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he's talking about, yo, he's like, remember how we did chill? But now he's talking like, bro, now, bro. Yeah, strange. Yeah, you're in a room filled with people working for you, worshiping you, dancing to your music, but you're a stranger in a room.
Yep, because you can't recognize that person anyways. You can't.
Just so, bro, it's the most difficult thing sometimes. You understand? Biggest, best analogy somebody gave me. He said, imagine you're a lawyer or you're an accountant. You work for Uncle Illuminum.
Okay, fair.
You understand? In the morning, 8 a.m., 5 a.m. when you wake up, you're you. When you clock in at 8 a.m., what are you?
I'm Mr. Illuminum's accountant.
There you go! 4 p.m., when you clock out, what are you?
Back to myself.
There you go! Can we clock out? We cannot.
Yeah, that's the only thing though. There's no clock out.
There's
man.
No There's clocking in. There's no clocking out. There's no clock out. You know? So you understand? That's why that question you asked me about how did I deal with it? How did I just had to be me.
Mm.
Because I figured out that if I didn't deal with it earlier enough, I feel loser.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That makes
and
sense.
And it's a skill at the same time. And it's a skill where we say you guys teach yourself, then they teach people. That's why sometimes when things happen to people on social media and people react the way they react, I don't fault them because that's the only way they know how to react. I don't fault them. When people cuss people out, people put phone in front of them to talk about, I don't cut, like, bro. Because I just know how to. You understand?
Mm.
Whiskey, he knows how to react. His own reaction is what?
Keeping keep quiet.
Fuck.
Keep
shots. Quiet. That's his skill. Nobody, not everybody can do that. Yeah. Burner Boy knows how to react. Give him 140 characters and he will react for you sharply.
Oh, damn.
You understand? David will give you two lines in his songs and make millions of it. Everybody just, you understand? Everybody knows how to react. Sometimes that's why I don't fault people. I don't. It's just their own personal pee. You know, so I had to just grow with it. Mm. I had to shout when I can shout, keep quiet when I can keep quiet, master the game, enjoy myself, create a niche for yourself where no matter how the game goes, you're in everybody's media round.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You understand? I have kids that will tell me, oh, I'm doing promo for their song. They're 16 years old. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I met this artist. He was born in 2002.
Damn, there are people born in 2002? No, mind me.
He was born in 2002. He's pushing music. I finished secondary school in 2003.
Mad.
So, perspective.
Mad. You know what I'm saying?
So, perspective.
And when I see their mood board, so you create something for yourself, my brother, to an extent, the media rounds cannot leave you alone.
Makes sense.
Do you understand? I don't really want the stress, but I just, and I thank God. And I also appreciate the game for appreciating me.
Mm.
Because I wouldn't be anything without the game. I would tell people, like, the more Afrobeats get bigger, the more I get paid. Rema Philip, O2. There's a conversation that is going to be held somewhere that I'm going to be there. An invoice will be sent. Just because of perspective. And because we don't put ourselves for that corner. You don't have to do everything everybody's. You don't like. Don't stress it.
If you stress it,
you break down.
Mm.
Just find it like this. You understand? And I learned it from the great IK. Sakadua.
So I've met him in person one time.
IK. Wild Child. It's Sakadua. IK Sakadua.
I met him.
You don't know IK?
Very, very amazing guy.
He is the first Nigerian host, no, second Nigerian host of Big Brother. The first Nigerian host of Big Brother was Oles Adiba. I think he's the second. The second Nigerian host. Okay, he used to be Wild Child on the radio. He's one of hosts AMVCA's bald, tall. Yeah,
tall. You'd have seen him, don't worry.
You've seen him.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaks really well. About
yes. He's married.
Yeah.
Mr. Ike. Oh, I know Mr. Oh, Ike. No, I respect him. I respect him a lot.
I like that. Mr. Ike.
Exactly.
Yeah. No wonder. I said, Ike.
You understand? You ain't got to do all. You understand? Ike ain't got to do all.
And the thing is that he's not even loud about his
voice. He's actually not loud about it. The times I've sat down and talked, that's why I said he didn't register. The times I've talked to him, he's giving me game.
I remember doing something, traveling to a certain country in Europe for something. I was at the airport with some other Nigerians, young Nigerians, and They were very excited about it and stuff like that. And I didn't even know that the extent to what it was. Only for me to get there, I realized that, oh, shit, we're going to the same thing. I was a panelist on the P. And I, like, I'm just sitting down and everybody's, and we get there and they realize that, oh, shit, he's behind.
As in, you know? nobody said we did together. And I'm
carrying my bag by myself, you know, very hands-on, you know. But that's just me. You understand? I don't for me to start saying, okay, like, but I don't need.
Just shopping my money.
And Baba, okay, like, exactly.
What's the purpose?
I get Bikini. There?
All right, cool.
I get Bikini. Just pay my money. Make it go. Just create that niche for yourself and look at right. Okay, cool. It's like that.
We're just going to end it like that because that was
beautiful. Yeah. Well, no, we're going to end it in if you see it, he's billing. That's what he has said.
I'll probably bill you too.
Fair enough.
Billiato. I'll probably bill you too. Billiato. I tell Percy VJ, what old man tell me, see, like, OG, I have OGs of Rastafarians that I chill with.
Right.
Just old men with dreadlocks, 60 something, 70 something.
In Lagos?
Hell yeah. Met them at the beach, you know. Before, you know, I don't become their son, you know, and they follow them the G's. They don't say, you guys be complaining about billing. But say, you be man, you don't work, not they run from billing. If you not get, you tell them, say, you not get. Finish. What do you want to do? If you get, you're capable, you don't. Stand on your G's. What do you do? Why you they run? From? If you get, you not get. If you get, you don't. You understand?
Fair.
Freest game. Last game that I want to give everybody. This is the last game of life. Take care of yourself. You are your own insurance. Without you, nothing can happen.
To be honest,
if you're down, you can't work.
Business
can't
make don't no shut money, down.
Nothing. So please take care of yourself. Always take care of yourself at all times.
All right, guys.
We gotta do part two. Part two. That's what I said. It feels too rushed. Like, even myself, I don't even like the way he said it. Like, we still had a lot, but no. Thank you for coming. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. Like, you guys.
Where can people find you? Say your socials. Say your show. Like, self-plug.
Dada Boy, he's everything.
Everywhere.
Dada Boy, he's YouTube is Dada Boy TV. Twitter is Dada Boy. He's IG is Dada Boy. He's YouTube is Dada Boy TV.
All right. So you can find him there. Again, make sure you subscribe to us. Yes. On our audio platforms, Menism. So until next time, guys, I'm Michael Scenario.
And I'm Murawa Gunkwaya.
And we will see you guys next time.